Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking you up to 6:30 on Grant and Danny, brought to you by the law firm Cundori & Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Tomorrow's show is live from Reston. We're going to be at Char Bar. Friday field trip. Come on out. We've had great turnouts there. People have been really cool to hang with. The bar is great, and the food is delicious. So come see us, the Char Bar in Reston, tomorrow for our Friday field trip. Wanted to talk Cliff Kingsbury here because we've actually talked a lot about Joe Witt today and over the week, and we could get back into Joe Witt at some point. But Kingsbury also spoke today, and I feel like he's kind of getting a free pass a little bit here. I'm not telling you Jaden Daniels has played at the level he did last year. We talked about this yesterday. He hasn't. He hasn't been as accurate. He hasn't been as decisive. He's not taking the layups to the same extent. And we actually spent a good bit of time yesterday with Kurt Warner Audio, not just discussing that fact, but why it's happening. And there are plenty of reasons that are out of his control. Some are on him, maybe. But there's some other things where the whole offense is worse and the players around him are worse. So his performance has waned some. But there's plenty of blame to go around. And if we could do a topic on Jaden's performance or on the lack of talent at receivers, I feel like while Cliff at times last year didn't get enough credit, because we just, you know, heaped the praise on Daniels as kind of a one-man band, I also think he's not getting enough blame right now. I think that that's very reasonable. I mean, the answers in this offense aren't there. For a month, they haven't been able to run the ball. We know going into some of these matchups against teams like Detroit that play a lot of man coverage that you don't have guys that are going to win against man. And he's not changing type. He's not shifting, literally shifting, but shifting his philosophy. Like, where is the motion? Where is the stack or the bunch to get a free release? Where is any kind of modern 2020s Shanahan-esque offense that's being run all over the NFL? It's just spread, straight drop back. And it's a hard way to live in this league right now.
About half their games, they've managed under 300 yards of offense. Like, no to that. Like, that tells you everything. As far as I'm concerned, doesn't matter who your quarterback is. In this league, if you can't do that, the whole thing is futile. Right? I understand it's not going to be great. I get you're not going for 500 yards of offense. I get that you're not going for 30 points a week like you were doing oftentimes last year with Daniels doing magic and people not really sure how to counter things. The counter has happened. And there's no counter to the counter. There's no extra punch here from this offense. In fact, you look at some of their totals, they're getting more and more paltry. And it's not just against great defenses. If you went up against this excellent Seahawks defense, and that was the anomaly, where you ended up with 290 yards as a team, you go, okay, you know, everybody's banged up. You know, no Terry McLaurin. Fine. Great defense. Against the Cowboys, who stink. Against the Bears, who we just saw give up a trillion to everybody. They couldn't. They can barely manage a wave, let alone a tackle. These are some terrible defenses they're struggling against. Against Atlanta, sub 300 yards. And Atlanta, you know, at that point, well, certainly wasn't a buzzsaw. They have struggled way more this year. And again, I know a lot of it's injuries. In fact, I think the bulk of it is. But there's another bulk that's not. There's another huge section of this blame pie that I think to some degree we need to start asking questions about Kingsbury. Again, well, not to the point any action needs to be taken, but it's a, hey, man, I get you don't have your best toys. What are we doing about it? Doesn't feel like very much.
Even if it's injuries, and that's just the answer and the end of the conversation, which I'm open to that possibility, by the way, that's not what we're affording Joe Witt, to be honest with you. Like, Joe Witt's getting destroyed and fire that guy, and he stinks, and he's terrible, and how dare him. Now, it's very, very different. I understand the track records. It's not the same thing, right? Joe Witt's never been a coordinator, never called plays before last year, and Cliff Kingsbury not only has, but has been a head coach at the college level, at the NFL level, varying success, but has had some really good offensive seasons as a play caller and as a head coach with teams in the past. So you give him a little bit more leeway, not to mention the offense last year was incredible. The defense last year was not. So I'm not pretending like it should be graded the exact same, but I do find it interesting that it seems like we just say, oh, they don't have receiver talent, and we just move on. No. Kyle Shanahan has no receiver talent for much of this season. They're starting guys. They sign off the street, too. Their guy, Kendrick Bourne, is just going 10 for 115 after they do it. What's different? How are they getting guys open, scheming and designing and getting guys free? And why can't Cliff Kingsbury do it? So we'll open up the phones on what changes you want to see, what you don't think Cliff's doing enough of, what are your gripes with Kingsbury at 800-636-1067 here at 800-636-1067 right now. But I also want to go through some clips of him meeting with the media today. We'll start with the run game and cut two here where he's talking about fighting through some of the problems that they're having running the football.
I think it's a combination of getting behind early where you abandon it at some point, you know, around the third quarter, you're trying to catch up, which hasn't helped. And then just trying to find the right matchups, the right personnel groupings, different things to take advantage of, maximizing your personnel. We got to do a good job of that. I feel like the guys that we're asking to step up and play have gotten a better feel for the offense at this point and should be able to start making some strides that'll help us, you know, not only in the run game, in the pass game as well.
That is a subtle acknowledgement that a couple of weeks ago they were too new and didn't really know enough, maybe. And he's saying, now these guys have been around long enough, the expectations are elevating, they got to be able to start helping us more. Well, if you're saying that, what are you actually saying about a few weeks ago? That because they were, you know, Treylon Burks was too new, or Robbie Anderson was too new, or fill in the blank player had just gotten here, that maybe we couldn't have asked for that.
But just looking at the run game, I mean, that I know that's red meat to so many people when you hear abandoning it, and that's a trigger phrase for so many folks, and they want to point out, they started the game against Seattle throwing passes, what are they doing? You mean the excellent run defense, where your starting running back hasn't averaged 4 yards a carry since almost 6 weeks ago? Like, yeah, I understand that. You got to spread people out to need some more first downs to get the rush attempts. Logan Paulson was on earlier with us on the Beltway Blitz and brought up that same thing where running game is about, it's a numbers game, and forgive this, but you need enough attempts to be able to get some of those yards per carry up to get those 7 yards, the 10 yards, the 12 yarders. They don't just happen the first time you hand the ball off. When you're sub 40% on third down, when your early runs get stuffed, you don't have enough good plays to be able to kind of stick with anything, let alone opportunities for receivers, opportunities for tight ends, running backs out of the backfield, or even running plays. They're just not running enough good offensive plays at this point to have any kind of success, let alone running success.
I also take issue with their inability to run the ball as it pertains to, you know, the injury excuse, because you've got your left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. You've got your left guard, Chris Paul, who you've chosen and who's playing at a high level, by the way. You've got your center, Tyler Biadasz, who you paid, who's a good player. You've got your right guard back from injury, who you told us all season he's going to be back. He's going to maul. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player in Sam Cosmi, who's a really good talent. And you've got your right tackle you handpicked in the first round in Josh Connerly. The entire offensive line is intact and healthy. There are teams in this league on any given week, they've played a couple of them this year, frankly, that are without three linemen at a time. You have all five guys out there. And you have pretty consistently. Now, when Cosmi was unavailable, you had Wiley, but that's not like going to some journeyman. This is another guy that was a previous starter here that is serviceable at guard. The tight end room is intact, is healthy. Zach Ertz, a good blocker. John Bates, one of the best in the league. Ben Sinnott, he better be a hell of a good blocker because he doesn't get any targets or catches.
Yeah.
And I think he, for the most part, has been. But you've got your O-line and your three tight ends. What am I missing? Are you a little worse at receiver blocking in the run game? Maybe. You know, maybe the Noah Brown injury with his size or Terry being out, you know, hurts you. But Luke McCaffrey, until this past week, was around. He can block. And that can't be why you don't run at all,
right?
Why you're ineffective, because your receivers aren't as good at blocking.
Yeah, let's say you don't have the greatest blocking. You don't have Puka Nacua, who I've just picked a big physical receiver. No reason to run for 2.6 a pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get maybe you're not bursting 18-yard runs every other down, but you can't run it terribly.
Now, here's where I will give you some leeway and some empathy on the injuries. The downfield passing game is in shambles, and you can't get anything vertically. That is obvious and goes without saying, right? But even in that element of the game, which is going to have a direct adverse reaction to the injuries, because Terry would have given you that, Noah Brown would have given you that, the personnel you have, Luke caught the 150-yard pass, but it's not really his game. Jalen Lane hadn't been ready for the bright lights in that regard yet. You still should be able to scheme something open if you had a real play-action game. If you had a traditional offense where, you know, you're able to go under center and go play-action boot and buy a little time and get some time for something to develop down the field, you should be able to hit something 20, 25 yards downfield. They just don't have it. Here was Kingsbury when talking about, he was asked why there isn't much success downfield this year.
You know, had really good rapport last year with those guys that were out there playing, and we're able to connect on a bunch of those throws, and we haven't hit them this year like we did, and I think that's just how the game goes sometimes.
He says rapport. That talks practice
yeah.
time. That talks, he calls it time on task. I call it time on the grass. But to me, he's essentially saying our quarterbacks aren't tight with these receivers yet. He did talk about trust a couple times with Jaden Daniels specifically. And some of his struggles. Go to cut 10. Maybe this was the one. On him missing some time and how that affected him this season.
When you haven't practiced a ton with a certain group of guys, you're always going to, you know, there's going to be some trust. You're trying to figure things out kind of in game. And that's always tough to kind of solve that when you're playing against a really good defense. But I thought he battled like he always does, made a bunch of plays for us, kept us in. We just weren't able to convert when we needed to.
Which is completely true. He battles. He gives you a shot in the game because yep. he's an unbelievable athlete. But when you're saying made a bunch of plays, mostly he's talking about with his legs against mm-hmm. Seattle. Like, the passing game has been broken, and I think part of what he's saying is he doesn't trust these receivers because the personnel has gone from pretty good to not very good. That's just the part he's not going to say out loud.
Sure, yeah. He's not going to run anyone under the bus, but you can read the context clues there. When we talk about familiarity and some of the buzzwords he uses, which are translations for – they don't have much practice time together, right? They haven't had an opportunity to get on the same page, and our best laid plans have been derailed because we don't have the guys that we thought we were going
to
have.
Talked about trying to get the wide receivers up to speed, the new guys in this offense who are learning their way.
Yeah, I think just building rapport with the quarterback and getting the amount of reps you'd like to get, you know, that's hard this time of year when you have some injuries and you're tapering back some of the reps. It's just hard to get time on task together. So that's the biggest thing. The guys have come in and done a good job studying, working hard, extra meetings, all that. It's just getting the timing down on the field, full speed, not a ton of reps to go.
So I'm not sitting here telling you that anything he's saying is wrong, but it is frustrating, I think, for fans to hear this because it's week 10. And we're talking about time on task, and they just haven't had enough time together. Okay, I guess that's code word for we have too many injuries, but you had a lot of time you chose not to use with different guys, too. You know, you had three preseason games you basically opted out of with a lot of your top players, too. The summer was there for Terry, and he chose not to use it. I mean, It is maddening for me 10 weeks in to hear a thing that would have worked for me as an excuse week 2, week 3, week 4. But it's not his fault. It's nobody's fault, really. It's probably just the reality of the hand that they've been dealt.
But that's what it is. It is maddening. And I what I want in general when something is bad is I just want to be able to blame somebody, right, or something. And there isn't one thing. There are missteps. There were bad processes, to your point, about, like, you know, whether McLaurin – you want to blame him for holding out or in too long, or the team for not just overpaying him to end it earlier? I don't know. But fact is, he hasn't been a factor or healthy. Noah Brown, bad plan in my opinion. Nice dude, good dude. I root for him, but that was never going to work, him being healthy for an extended period of time. When he is healthy, he's effective. Draws a lot of defensive pass interference penalties, is physical, is able to be a nice kind of second, you know, a possession option for you. That would help them this year. That was never going to happen. So I thought that was folly, counting on him as your number two. So part of it's plan, part of it's bad luck, part of it is regression. The answer is yes to all of it, right? And damn it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's so frustrated because this has gone so poorly. And again, because there's been no real change, nothing has happened to sort of shift the winds or to demote somebody or promote someone else or fire somebody. Nothing is different. And when you get kind of we just haven't had enough practice time. Oh my God, the season's, you know, 3/5 over at this point, and yet you haven't had a chance to practice yet? What the hell? But doesn't mean he's wrong.
For me, what I need is something that looks different than what they've been doing. Because when you keep ramming your head against the wall and then coming back and saying to me, hey, we're not breaking the wall down, I need you to try something else. And I would acknowledge, by the way, if Cliff Kingsbury in this private moment in Dan Quinn's office, DQ goes, all right, we're averaging 14 points. Here's what we've done the last month. It's not good enough. What are you thinking? And Cliff goes, listen, man, I don't have anybody winning in man. We're not getting anything explosive in the passing game. We're trying to push a boulder up a hill here. And we haven't been able to run the ball. We're broken in the running game, too. Dan goes, okay, what's our plan? They just keep trying the same thing, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, where is my... Go back to last year, they ran a lot more RPO than they run now. Fittingly or curiously to say that after this week where Jaden got hurt on basically like an RPO play. But where is that? I know everyone gets annoyed when I talk about the Shanahan offense. That's the one that I love that I kind of came up in, so to speak. But I don't mean Kyle when I say that. To some extent, I do. I don't mean Mike when I say that. To some extent, I do. I mean Mike McDaniel runs it, and Kevin O'Connell by way of Sean McVay runs it, and McVay runs it, and LaFleur runs it. And just look around the GD league, the good offenses that have explosives, like the Ben Johnson passing game is this. It's a NFL-level, under-center, play-action, moving pocket, defenses moving. Washington ran one of these plays, by the way, this week, where on 4th-and-1, I think it was, they were under center.
Yep.
They went bootleg, and they hit John Bates for a chunk.
And so if the guy stays at home on Bates, Daniels runs for first down. If he goes out with Daniels, you've got Bates, right? It was beautiful. And
where is that? Like, yeah. And also, so you could say, this is what everyone's going to tell me, and we'll open up the phones in a minute on this, 800-636-1067. Well, Grant, what about their receivers not being good? What about their receivers not winning against man coverage? What about the fact that their guys can't get open? The coordinator's job is to get them open. So I think Cliff is really good. I think he's really smart. I've said my biggest fear about this org and the way it's structured is losing him as a head coach. I think he did an excellent job last year. This has been a lot more of a struggle, probably mostly because of the injuries. But it's also a lot harder now. When Daniels isn't making you right as much because instead of playing as a 97 out of 100 Madden score, now he's playing at an 84 out of 100. He's making you right at 13% less of the time or whatever that number works out to. Now what? Now instead of Terry taking the lid off and making the crazy catches against the Bengals and the ridiculous catches against the Chiefs, you don't have that. Now what? I'm not saying this is easy, but this is why you get paid millions of dollars. I need to just see that you're trying with a stack formation and a couple of guys that get into space on free releases because you're spraying receivers all over the place after you've motioned people into bunches and corners can't follow them and you're just doing more traditional-looking NFL passing offense stuff, which is not what I see. I just see spread drop-back game that makes it hard on the quarterback stuff. And that was fine when it was working last year. I'm not questioning it. I stopped asking for motion. I stopped asking to move Terry around when he's going for 1,100 yards. But now it's not working, and it's okay to ask it again. Can we try something else? Do we want to change up? Because they're killing our fastball.
Think of some of their best plays. The wide-open touchdown to Luke McCaffrey that looked like a bubble screen but wasn't. You know what I'm talking about? Where he looked like he was blocking and just kind of leaked down. Not quite Billy Bob for Varsity Blues looking like he's lost, but close to it for a wide open jog into the end zone type touchdown. Even those have been missing of late. right? Where it feels like, again, somebody got your playbook. Somebody's looking over your shoulder when you're playing Tecmo Bowl on the old NES, and they're guessing your play because they see what you're doing in your controller. That's what it looks like. Nobody's afraid of anything down the field. And I know that you don't feel comfortable blocking it up. You don't maybe feel comfortable throwing it. But at a certain point, you've got to demonstrate, even if you can't overhaul your offense and do the thing that you're asking. And I'm with you, by the way. I co-sign it all. But let's say I'm devil's advocate for Kingsbury. I don't think I can install this whole new thing where I'm under center and I'm you know, doing those fake stretch plays and bootlegging back the other direction. I don't know that I can install all that because it's a different paradigm, different everything. You've at least got to show that you're willing to go down the field. You've at least got to demonstrate that you're not so chicken and so terrified that you might turn it over or something bad might happen once in a while. Otherwise, nobody respects it. And nobody's respecting their offense right now. Everybody is up towards the line of scrimmage. Everyone's facing down. No one's worried about someone running behind him until you throw it over the top. A couple of times, maybe, just to get people off you, you're not going to be able to be successful. And that, to me, is the fundamental thing. I understand it's scary, but you got to do it.
What gripe do you have right now with this offense? And while they're limited with their personnel, what would you try to tweak and try something else? It's we're going on 3+ games where the thing for the first time is broken. What is the change up to the fastball getting hammered? This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know, we had really good rapport last year with those guys that were out there playing, and we're able to connect on a bunch of those throws, and we haven't hit them this year like we did, and I think that's just how the game goes sometimes.
Who's got a better voice than Cliff Kingsbury? So deep.
By the way,
back, Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Both assistant coaches are just sort of like deep voice, command, respect guys.
Yeah, for sure. Cliff, though, he could be like a narrator of something. He should, honestly. If, what's my guy from Hard Knocks?
Liv Schreiber.
Liv Schreiber has an issue. Let's let Cliff narrate the in-season NFC East Hard Knocks. By the way, it's not lost on me that already this season's off the rails. What could have been, and now no Jaden Daniels, my life's dream of Hard Knocks. I've been waiting and waiting and begging and praying. I go to church every Sunday. And my wife's like, pray for this and pray for that and pray for this. And I'm like, yeah. And I go, and please God, if you have some extra time, I know it's not that big of a deal.
You're super busy. I get it.
But the Commanders on Hard Knocks would really mean a lot to me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And it finally happened. It finally happened. And it's going to be so nubs now. It's going to be Marcus Mariota and Jeremy McNichols and some corner who hasn't been signed yet who's currently working out in Wyoming.
74% is like a Jerry Jones thing.
And I don't mean to be mean to Marcus or McNichols. Like, I like those guys too.
Yeah.
But what could have been. And now the last place team that gets 6 minutes an episode, they also ran, because they're not as interesting as the Giants with the Cam Scataboo rehab and the Jackson Dart ascension. I just know how this is going to go. I'm going to be so the stepchild on the side with the three other teams. I'm pre-furious about it, but that's a story for another day. What changes do you want to the offense? What are your gripes right now with Kingsbury's offense? Three games where they've averaged about 14 per now. Let's go to Steve in Chesapeake Beach. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Doug.
All right, this is my problem. Cliff Kingsbury is supposed to be a creative offensive guru. Now, when I initially called, I said, this team kind of looks like it's letting off and hopefully somebody's open or we hand it off and we're stuffed in the back. Like, there's no creativity. Like, especially when Luke was available, like, wasn't he a quarterback in college? Like, hey, let's do a jet sweep and work with what you got. Hopefully Jeremy Lane can go deep and he's open because they're going for Luke or something creative like that. There's none of that. It's just the same old thing. Hey, they finally ran a bootleg.
So there's a couple of plays that I see and I go, damn, I love that. They've had the to his point, like that fake bubble shot that they take where Luke McCaffrey scored against the Bears and they ran one again, I think, this past week as well, where you like fake to Debo and then you throw it down the field. And that play has worked for them multiple times and it's a good design and they do it really well. Give me more of that. But, you know, it should be like, this is such a smart coordinator. This is such a good coordinator with his acumen. Early in the season and last year, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a game, you'd go, what a design. What a play call. That screen was perfect against that blitz. It's just not happening as much. And I am acknowledging, I feel like I'm always providing
this
caveat with Joe Witt as well on the other side. Worst players, injuries, yada, 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 ellipses. Also, this is the gig. We got to find another way.
But to the caller's point about trick plays, I feel like when a team that isn't good, this is just, you know, again, anecdotal. Everybody likes to make fun of me for using that word. But when a team's offense isn't good, those trick plays are scarier. What I mean is, like, when it doesn't work, it's a swinging gate type embarrassing moment, it's deflating and the air comes out. But when your offense is feeling itself, and David Montgomery throws a pass to an offensive lineman, like the Lions were doing under Ben Johnson, it's because everything else is going to work. So when it doesn't work for you, everything else looks that much worse, right? Because you're not going to be able to overcome it over the course of a game. So you see coordinators kind of go into their shell. This is bravery time. This is put your you-know-whats on the table time because nothing's working right now. Doing the kind of, well, let's ball fake out of the shotgun and maybe someone will be open. Maybe. No. You got to do something special.
Let's go to Bobby in Warsaw on G&D. Hey, Bobby. I don't think Bobby's there. All right, let's go to Jesse in Bristow on Grant and Danny. Jesse, how are you?
Hey, fellas. I'm going to go optimistic here. I have a feeling that Cliff is going to start using the running backs, you know, Bill and McNichols, and trying to get them against linebackers, because you can't tell me that that's not a mismatch. And also, you know, the things that worked against us so well that Kansas City did, these late leak screens kind of with Kelce and their running backs who were, quote-unquote, blocking at first. Throw some of that in. Like, you don't need the most talented people to throw to a bunch of running backs and tight ends. The Patriots did it for 10 years on check-down passes and isolating their running backs on linebackers, and I'm sick of not doing it. It's driving me crazy.
It's such a good call.
Thank you, buddy.
Sorry for cutting you off. I didn't mean to hit the button on you, but it's such a good call. Design passing through the running backs. Like, occasionally you check it down to Bill. He makes a catch, whatever. McNichols has been fantastic. Don't you think? I mean, he's legitimately been excellent.
Yeah, when he turns a couple into 10.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Where's, like, the designed one-on-one with a mic with a little choice route or an arrow route or a third down? Everything's designed to spray everywhere, so it's him and one other guy in space. Like, you can do that, like the Patriots did with so many guys, Kevin Falk and Deion Lewis and these, you know, other James White. I mean, they did 10 of these guys in a row. Yeah. Tom Brady's whole career was becoming the greatest ever by winning Super Bowls, basically checking it to running backs. You guys think it's a pejorative. It's not. It's smart. Take the layup. Now, I wonder, Marcus Mariota is going to do that. That's kind of what he's been up to in the quick game. Maybe you do see a little bit more of that. I wonder if Cliff is forced to get more creative now if there's an extended period without Jaden. Because with Daniels making you right and with the intoxicating ability to run and to make plays and to be special and to be the best athlete on the field, and you know, maybe you find yourself like going into those modes where you're like, okay, it's been three plays. Let me get him a design run. Let me get him this. Whereas with Marcus, maybe you got to get in the lab. You know, maybe you feel like, okay, I got to find out a way here.
Because he's such a good ball handler. You know what I mean? And that sounds like such a minimal thing, but I'm telling you, his run fakes, his like leaving in the belly of the running back for the extra count before tucking it back in himself, and you know the kind of misdirection stuff that guys like Rodgers were so good at, and Elway, but the added element of him being able to sprint out after that, I think could be dynamic, right? There's something to that.
Cliff knows more about offense and play calling in his cuticle of his pinky than I do. But I'm just going to tell you, if I was calling plays this week, which probably wouldn't go well, I wouldn't be content unless I had one or two ineligible man calls because I called so many RPOs. Like I'm doing something against type. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
I feel like for me, the Commanders are built to be a horizontal team. They like to go down the field. I always notice, I'm like, Debo, he just seems like horizontally, when he gets an opportunity to cut across the field, even Zach Ertz, I feel like how they're built, they need more crossers. They love going down the field. They need more intermediate, short to intermediate outlets earlier in games. I even when Daniels was playing, I felt like there were times, even if it was something in the look that he was supposed to do, I felt like at times the designs at the beginning of the games were longer concepts. And I'm like, well, why does he have to hold on to the ball to wait for these deep developing routes with guys who aren't necessarily bona fide ones or bona fide guys as the season goes on? No, get them some quick things so they can kind of get going. And I felt like some of it is not Cliff's fault. I do think that this is a great opportunity for him. If he's talking about being a head coach, you know, being able to have other guys that you can get things out of, maybe other teams may say, hey, man, he's able to. It's not always about what you can do during your best. Sometimes what goes on during these moments, the pressure situations, is when the real you shows. So I just want them to stay the course. We have to realize Ron Rivera still didn't help this team out. Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, all these guys would have looked a lot better on top of a roster that had that was just further than this roster. So they're always seemingly trying to play up.
Right.
Yep.
But look, nobody's calling for hot seats. I'll speak for myself. I don't need hot seats. I just need better.
Yeah, I want some adjustments.
I
called for it last year during their losing streak.
I don't want heads on platters. I don't want jobs. I don't want hot seats. Danny, I want better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for.
That's not crazy.
And with Cliff, I know we saw it. We've seen him be in his bag.
Yeah, too many good deposits for me not to have some confidence that he can.
Also, this is a dumb thing I'm about to say. I'm admitting that. When is the last time they ran a trick play? When is the last time? Now, I know Ben Johnson Paulson over here, you know, everyone will tell me you don't have to run a trick play every single possession like Ben Johnson does. But it doesn't hurt to run one every now and then.
Ben Johnson alert.
Seriously, though, I'm asking it. This is not rhetorical. But when is the last time you remember them running a trick play?
Well, it's been forever, and I think a big part of that, again, I referenced this earlier. I think it's scarier. I think it's scarier when it goes bad because you don't trust your personnel to do it. I mean, when it's Robbie Anderson chosen and Treylon Burks and a bunch of practice squad Peters like Chris Moore, you know, maybe you don't really feel as comfortable doing that because when it goes bad, inevitably you feel like it will, it becomes your swinging gate moment that gets replayed a million times over.
So Toby said Bill got a direct snap a couple weeks ago. Debo's had two of those this year, I think. That Wildcat, to me, that's a wrinkle. I'm not belittling that.
Is it Tress Way to Ben Sinnott in the playoff game?
Well, that's, you know, fake punt. I'm saying on offense, a double pass I don't think they've done in 2 years with Cliff. They do a lot of jet carries. When's the last time they actually had a true reverse where instead of the jet action end around with speed, they toss it and it's coming back the other way? Or you do something and someone tosses it back to the quarterback to throw it. I just don't remember. It's been so long. Like, let's get creative. Mm-hmm. This isn't working. Let's have a little fun. If it's true that these players are just so bad on the outside that you can't ask them to just go run routes and get open, okay, fine. It's time to do something wacky to try to get somebody into space.
I'm with you. You got to do something else.
800-636-1067. Looking for some of your changes offensively, especially if you don't have Jaden to put his cape on moving forward. How do you get this thing going? This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Football Conversation on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Colts shouldn't have given up 2-1s for Sauce Gardner. Is that a hot take? I think they gave up too much.
Interesting. Yeah, because you got to pay him. I mean, in order to prize someone like that away, you got to offer a lot. And we saw this session with Marshawn Lattimore. When you're ahead of where you're supposed to be, you got two choices. You go, well, let's just act accordingly and have a little discipline and be fiscally solvent. Or you're like, dude, we got to go for it. And they went the latter.
But you make that move if you're convinced that Daniel Jones is the long-term answer and you feel like he's good enough that you don't need as many big pieces around him, like he's an elevator, so to speak. I need first-round picks. I need weapons. I need, they got a great young tight end. They got a great running back, but you need to layer behind him. You got to add to that receiving room with Michael Pittman and Pierce. Defensively, you got to keep layering. I don't like giving up 2-1s. I know he's 24 and a young star. I'll probably feel a lot better if he's an all-pro at some point. But I just wonder. I mean, his first 2 years were better than his last 2 years have been. He's gone from one of the top two or three corners in the league to not that the last year or two. It's just a lot to give up.
It is a lot.
And I hated the Cowboys deal based on where they're at. That was a ton to give up. Like, if I'm the Jets, I know if you're a fan of that team, you're mad that you traded your two best players, you got to be giddy with the return you just got.
100%. Now, of course, they're going to do the bit like, what are we going to do with the draft picks? But this is the process right here. If you're not going anywhere with two great players, you should not go anywhere without the two great players and have a plethora of first and second round picks over the next few seasons, which they do.
Kingsbury today, Danny, speaking with the media. Here was an interesting cut, I thought. Cut 12, Darius. He was asked about Jalen Lane's progress. Listen to what he said about the wide receiver.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. There's no doubt for a young player. In college, you see a bunch of zone coverage, particularly in the slot. So he's still developing in that area. But he's been game. Anytime we put him out there, he's up for the challenge. And we just got to keep growing with him.
So complimentary on the back end. But I thought that was pretty revealing. He's telling you what he saw in college that he's not seeing as much of in the NFL. Why are you telling us that? He's a work in progress. That means what exactly? Like, clearly acknowledging he's not quite ready for the bright lights just yet.
Yeah, as a fourth rounder who came from an offense, with all due respect to Hokie fans, earmuffs for a second, not a particularly proficient passing offense.
Stop that.
Yeah. It wasn't
Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech.
They're really good at moving the football.
Yeah, last year when he was there, the forward pass was like, what?
Kyron Drones is a star.
How do we do that? We can throw it beyond the line of scrimmage to somebody? He wasn't asked to do a ton. It was a lot of reverses and a lot of, sort of junk stuff. Him to be a complete receiver, probably a huge leap.
It's going
to
take some time.
Yeah.
Speaking of football in Virginia, you guys saw UVA's in the playoff right now. Wouldn't that be something?
You imagine?
They got some work to do still the rest of this season, but this moment, right now, the first batch of playoff rankings came out, and the University of Virginia Cavaliers are a playoff football team. That would be pretty sweet.
It'd be pretty neat, man. My wife would be happy. A lot of my buddies who went to UVA would be thrilled. An unexpected playoff berth would be just what the doctor ordered.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast on Grant and Danny in the city. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, listen, who says Kingsbury abandons the run? He doesn't even establish a run, man. How can you abandon something you don't establish? One of the things I think we need to do is offense is passing and running offense is just too predictable. I've been a fan a long time. I watch them. I know when they're going to pass. I know when they're going to run. Every time they run the ball, they move their tight end or their wide receivers in closer to the line, which clouds up the box. I would like to see them be more of a ball control team. Bring in two tight ends, and let's try to be ball control. Start Rodriguez because he's the downhill runner, and maybe keep somebody in the backfield, but to give them more time.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you.
So you said a couple things I'll agree with in that call. First off, they are the number three rushing team in the NFL. So this idea that they're badly designed in the run game, or he doesn't attempt to run the football, they run for 140 yards per game. Some of that is that you have a running quarterback, obviously, but three teams average more rushing yards per game than Washington. It's been worse over the last few weeks, but over duration of this year, two teams are more effective running the football, the Ravens and the Jets. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, those are the top rushing teams in the league. The quarterbacks have something to do with that. But here's what I agreed with that he said. The heavy personnel. I love teams that use multiple tight ends, get heavy, 12 personnel, bring everybody in tight, and then throw off of that. They did it. I keep coming back to that play where they were under center. The most foreign, crazy, insane concept ever for them is to get under center, God forbid, like an NFL offense. And so they did it in this game three times early on. But they went under center. They went with the boot. They threw to Bates. That's how you get some explosives, is out of run looks with run personnel on the field. Like, it's okay to have one wide receiver out there sometimes, or two wide receivers with extra big bodies, and the defense all is playing very close and dealing with tight ends and bringing in extra linebackers, and now you hit them on something.
Yeah, I feel like there are tells, there are tendencies that teams are picking up on, certainly. And it just kind of, again, it all comes out of the same trough, though. It's the point I think you and I are making, and I think a lot of callers are making, too. You've got to break type here. You've got to do some things that maybe aren't comfortable, that maybe aren't your bread and butter, just to get people off of the things that you do like to do, right? And that's what I feel like has been missing. It just, even when they try kind of a wrinkle where, okay, we'll throw out of this set, we'll do a Joe Gibbs max protect with, you know, only one or two guys in the route, that's covered up, you know, based on this run fake or whatever. It just doesn't feel like they have any answers right now anywhere. And again, teams are ahead of them in the sense that you're not making anybody flat-footed with a run fake. You're not having anybody pursue in the wrong direction. You're not getting anybody to overcommit. Everybody knows exactly where they, you know, where they want to go, and they're beating you to the spot.
Something crazy happened last night after Alexander Ovechkin scored his 900th goal. I want to tell you guys about it and ask you why you think it happened. It's pretty interesting. So we'll get to that next. Plus, Thursday night football, got an AFC West clash to look ahead to. We'll preview Week 10 in the NFL season, all coming up on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.